wants to live longer, go to superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great discussion planned for today's show when my guest, David Kekich, from Maximum Life Foundation, comes on to talk about his new book, Smart, Strong, and Sexy at 100. I'm sorry, I feel he was a little less optimistic than I. I'm looking to hit 130 at least and be smart, strong, and sexy. Absolutely strong. That's a prerequisite. But anyway, before we get started, two things I want to mention. First of all, the Age Force fat-burning patch, which now includes the Dechet-protected over-the-counter form of thyroid hormone T2, which does not downregulate thyroid function but does burn body fat, shown in numerous clinical studies, is now available to my audience at a one-month free trial. Try it. If you don't like it, it doesn't cost you a penny. Go to superhumanradio.com and check out the banner ads for the Age Force Fat Burner Patch, which now includes T2. Really interesting research on T2, so you could check that out. Also, at the end of the show, after our discussion, I have a very, very sad announcement to make. Those of you who have been listening to the show since its inception, you're going to want to listen in at the end of the show. So I don't want to talk about it now because I don't want to bring the show down before it gets started, because my next guest has so many wonderful things to talk about. He's David Kekich. How you doing, David?
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Carl.
Yeah, you know, for the people who have never heard you on the show before, let's talk about Maximum Life Foundation's goals, which some people may think are hyper-optimistic, but actually with the brain trust that you guys employ in this group, it sounds realistic. What is the goal of Maximum Life Foundation?
Well, it sounds a little audacious and a little ambitious, but the goal actually is to reverse human aging. That's actually to be able to rejuvenate elderly people, middle-aged and elderly people, to a youthful state, and our target is by 2033.
That's not far away. That's in my lifetime.
It better be.
Yeah, okay.
One thing we talk about, and one of the reasons I wrote the book was to keep us alive that long.
Yes, and that's the important part, right? Staying on the journey long enough to reach that point. Now, for those of my guests, again, who aren't familiar, I mean, listeners who aren't familiar with the organization, we've had some of the people involved in your organization on the show already, but why don't you name some of the people who are involved with Maximum Life Foundation who've made it their burning desire to find the answers to these questions?
Well, I think you interviewed Aubrey de Grey, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Aubrey is one of the foremost, he is the foremost gerontologist when it comes to longevity and extreme life extension. I met Aubrey back in the year 2000. He was one of our original participants in our first international brainstorm sessions. We had four of them, among some of the top, a lot of the world's at that time, most of the world's leading scientists that were involved in life extension research. In fact, he came out with a strategy called the Strategy for Negligible Senescence, and strategy for negligible it's called SCNS, strategy for engineered negligible senescence.
Okay.
And that is a way to repair the damage that aging has done to you, as a methodology to reverse aging in a lot of ways. We find that the complexity of the biological system is extremely, extremely complicated.
Right.
And it's very difficult to reverse aging, to halt aging, but he's concluded that it's easier to repair the damage that aging has done. And he came to that conclusion and the strategy at our first conference. And he's become quite famous over that. He's been interviewed by most of the major media. Has become kind of an international icon.
But, I love Aubrey. He's been on the show a couple times now. And also I had the chance to meet with him when he came to the Idea Festival here in Louisville, Kentucky. And he and I talked about this specific, and I'm curious about your position on this as well, because obviously an organization like this is always going to have people who see things differently. That's the important factor that gets you through the journey. If everybody sees everything the same, oh, game's over. You know what I mean? But one of the things that I talked to Aubrey about was this notion that activation of stem cells and repair of DNA is probably not, he feels that that is probably not a good thing because of its potential to become cancerous through the changing these cells or giving them a greater degree of immortality, if you will. So where do you stand on things like telomerase activators, assuming that they work? Now, I'm not promoting any products here, but assuming that there's a drug or an agent that has the ability to increase telomerase and subsequently increase telomere length, you feel that's a good thing, or is that something that we've got to be more conservative? We really can't fool with that right now.
This is one of the areas where Aubrey and I disagree, and I'm not trying to match my intellect with his at all. But we do disagree very, and a lot of other people disagree with Eric Aubrey on this topic. The telomerase activators now to lengthen telomeres. There's an enzyme called there's an enzyme that is called telomerase, and
right.
It actually, that's what lengthens the telomeres or governs the length of the telomeres. And of course, telomeres are the protective ends of your chromosomes that fray or degrade over time every time a cell divides, and they lead to cell senescence. Cells die when their telomeres get too short. And some people, this argument has pretty much been put to rest that if you keep the telomeres long, the cells continue to divide longer, more and more time, so you have they live longer, and potentially a human being could live longer.
And also there is less mutation value, and mutation we know leads to these cancerous cells that become immortal.
Exactly. And some of the I think it's been put to rest right now, but some of the conventional wisdom of yesterday was that if we keep the cells alive longer, then that will tend to lead to cancer. Well, as it turns out, the opposite has been proven to be true. Short telomeres are the ones that lead to cancerous cells. And by lengthening the shorter ones, not necessarily the long ones already, because the length varies from person, from cell to cell.
Right.
And the danger is when the shorter ones, get very short, then that's the target that we want to use to maintain or increase the length of those telomeres. Those are not the dangerous cells. The ones that potentially would be dangerous are the ones are lengthening the longer telomeres and keeping those alive for a long, long time. And I'm not saying that is dangerous. I'm just saying that's potentially dangerous. And the conventional wisdom now is that we want to watch out for shorter telomeres. That's a cancer danger. So telomerase activators, and there are a couple on the market right now, and they're getting better and better. I'm a big, huge fan of that technology.
Yeah, me too.
Aubrey has that. That's actually.
Oh, we got. You know what? I put him on the spot. I told him I was going to ahead of time, and there was like an open dialogue period during the lecture, and he was taking questions from people, and I said, cancer cells are already immortal. They don't need telomerase to get them there. They have already switched on genes that make them immortal. And we know that, the mutation value of DNA becomes a challenge because it can become mutated into cancers when telomeres get too short. And, I asked him, why isn't it good to keep the telomeres longer? And his position, quite frankly, is that of one of maybe a large organization who must err on the side of caution, must always take the conservative position, because to say no is always a safer bet than to say yes. You know what I'm saying?
I can respect that, yet Aubrey is not conventional at all, and he is very aggressive. In fact, one of the seven steps of his program is called WILT, W-I-L-T, and that's the one I really vehemently disagree with. And he actually wants to shorten all the telomeres and keep, and replace the cells as time goes on to prevent cancer. I think it's very complex. He talks about the simplicity of sins, being able to repair the damage rather than trying to understand the complex biochemistry of the human body. And I'm 100% in favor of that. Repair is right now on the shorter timelines is the key, I think, or one of the keys. That includes regenerative medicine, stem cell research, and so forth. That's one of the keys to a shorter term and midterm longevity. But it's not the answer in itself, as far as I'm concerned, but it's a hugely important part of our scientific roadmap to reverse aging.
David Kekich's book is called Smart, Strong, and Sexy at 100, where he details the seven simple steps to thrive at 100 and beyond. The book is a bargain at Amazon.com. You can get it in softcover or Kindle. Check it out. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue to pick the brain of David Kekich. Stay tuned. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Break down, baby.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with David Kekich. He is with Maximum Life Foundation. Their website is maxlife.org. About his latest book, Smart, Strong, and Sexy at 100. New skin, new hair, new you. Seven simple steps to thrive at 100 and beyond. That sounds like it's right up my alley, David.
Thank you so much, Carl. I knew it is.
Yeah. You know, we have to talk about this because I was thinking about it this morning. I was at the gym training with my son. And I continue at 54 years old to be a much stronger version of a 54-year-old than most of my peers. And I was thinking today, you know, I'm strong, I'm articulate, and I'm a little smart. But how do I remain sexy as I age? For some reason, even when you have a guy who has the body of a 35-year-old, he still has a face like a shoe, like I do. What am I going to do for that? You know what I mean? So
yeah,
anyway.
Sure, your concerns.
Right.
Sexy is really a relative term. I mean, let's face it, you're not going to see a sexy-looking hot person at age 100. Our idea typically of a sexy person is a supermodel, some super stud, somebody you see on magazine covers. They're typically in their 20s. It's a relative term. It's really going to be looking good, not just for your age, but for someone way, way decades younger. And by the way, this target at 100 is picked because the public really has a hard time relating to extreme longevity, people living to beyond 100, especially functioning and looking really well. So we picked the target of 100 because most people can understand that. But let's see what happens. You know, let's say once we get to 100, and by the way, you asked about some of our advisors and some of the people that are on board, and we have a lot of telomerase experts, and we have a star-studded advisory panel and management team, and Bill Andrews and Mike Fossil were two of the preeminent telomerase experts. Ray Kurzweil, for example, was recently voted the 30th most influential person in the world by a Time magazine poll last year. And he's one of the proponents of extreme longevity. And nobody's thinking that right now we're going to be able to magically turn somebody into a hot, sexy 20-some-year-old. However, that is in the cards in the future. And if we live long enough, we can make it to 100. I'm like, we all have varying ages. I'm 69 right now, and I'm closing in on that gap pretty quickly. But if we can make it to 100, and the book helps tell you why and how you can do that, and it explains that once we reach a magic threshold, wherever that is, and we're targeting 2033 as a point where we can start to reverse aging, or at least have the capability of doing that, not that it's necessarily going to be commercially available to everyone, but it may be, and shortly thereafter, we are going to be able to someday reverse human aging, transform people, regenerate ourselves into younger versions of ourselves and improved versions. So sexy is a relative term. But looking really hot for your age is definitely in the cards, decades younger at 20. But more importantly, functioning better, feeling better, being active, being energetic.
Let's talk about something that you cover in the book for a second, because this is a natural segue. We talked about a moment ago, we were talking about the physical form, and that's an image, right?
Exactly.
And if I look at the beginning of your book where you use the analogy of the Titanic as where we are right now, in this state of health and disease and so on and so forth. Isn't part of the problem that the image of a healthy person that has been created is actually a person by, let's say, even 1920 standards is moderately obese? When you look at the people that they promote today on television shows, that they promote in commercials, these people have even upwards of 20% body fat quite often. Isn't the image that we have today that people are chasing actually leading them down the road of malignancy and disease?
Well, I'm not sure I agree that the image that we're pursuing that is being presented as hot and sexy is overweight. I think that lean and mean is the image that I see. However, people respond very, very easily to a couple of things. First of all, heavy-duty marketing. And I think the big promise is not the image of perfection. I think that's hard to achieve. I think one negative thing that does is have people really worry and be more concerned about their appearance than their overall health. And the bottom line is, if you're healthy inside, if you take care of yourself inside, it's going to radiate to the outside. So how you look on the outside, body and face, more body, because the face is prone to becoming beaten up by the sun and so forth.
Right.
That we'll be able to fix that someday. Right now, there's some temporary stopgaps for that. But we get unrealistic expectations.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not talking about right now. There is a movement afoot in the United States. It's the acceptance of obesity as a normal state. Okay.
If you look at
the TV shows like Mike and Molly, these two people are. It's almost akin to finding two people that have Ebola and saying, let's make a TV show about two people who live together that have Ebola and every day one of their limbs falls off. It's like these two people are morbidly obese. They are going to die because of the diseases that, and they're being put up there because the majority of Americans today identify with their life and lifestyle. And so you see the mainstream has shifted where the models used to be, leaner and thinner and the men were leaner and thinner. Today, what you see on TV, because they're trying to emulate what society looks like, you see girls with muffin tops doing mainstream commercials. You see people who are heavier now being portrayed as this is okay. And it's happening.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly, you hit it right on the nose. They're trying to get people to accept the fact that it is okay and it's not okay. And one of the reasons for that is there's a huge vested interest in obesity. Not that there's a conspiracy.
No, but they're taking advantage of it. Right.
Yeah. But the big bucks are made by the food industry, by the drug industry, and so forth, by things that are really bad for us in a lot of cases, and especially in food, fast food, processed food, good tasting food, inexpensive food. This stuff all really leads us into a downward spiral to death and obesity and just addiction. Addiction to sugars, addiction to these horrible foods, and they lead to almost every imaginable disease. They lead to inflammation, which in turn leads to almost every disease imaginable. They try to say it's okay and get people to accept themselves as they are, rather than trying to achieve something that is really more on the side of the fence that's going to bring them the greatest value in terms of appearance and wellness.
Right, right.
But so, it takes work. It's easy to sit down, lie back on your overly stuffed sofa, chomp down Twinkies and chips and swill down beer, and watch the program. What was the name of that program? I'm not familiar with it. Maggie and...
Oh, Mike. I think it's Mike and Molly.
Mike and Molly.
He's got to be.
I've never seen that, but I can imagine what you mean. Yeah, it's easy for people to relate to that. I think it's okay. And
I am a former 300-plus pound individual. I was the average American up until 1998 when I got sick.
Wow.
And I developed a heart problem. And so I understand what it feels like. No one wants to be that fat. No one wants to be that obese. And the problem is they're being told information because there are vested interests who have invested in crops in this country, and they need the people to eat these things like corn and soy and all this sort of stuff. And these people can't understand. They go, I eat healthy and I get fatter. So what the hell? I'm just going to let it all happen. I'm just going to enjoy the ride. The guy on that show has to be close to 500 pounds. The girl has to be pushing the high 200s. She has to be.
Oh my God. I can imagine who advertises on that program. It's probably companies like McDonald's.
Oh, of course. And, I was going to say Twinkies, but they went out of business, thank God. And see, that's a sign that things are, I got to tell you, but I have hope. I have hope. Twinkies went out of business. That's symbolic to me. Monsanto had one of the worst quarters they've ever had in the history of the company a quarter or so back. No one wants GMO anymore. So while the majority of people out there are following, you know, the sheeple are following off the cliff, falling off the cliff of obesity, there is a movement afoot, about 50 million of us inside the United States, according to research that I've done, and we get it. And we're not buying it anymore. And it, we are having an effect. We're having an effect.
Well, we better get it, and I hope we have an effect, and I'm glad we are, because obesity, obese people die 8 to 10 years earlier than people who are not obese. 8 to 10 years, that's like being a heavy smoker. Being obese leads to as much disease and deformity and suffering and agony and early and premature death than smoking does.
And the fact that our country is in one of the greatest financial challenges it's been in a long time, and the government is totally like the passengers who continue to drink and dance while the ship sinks, David, you know, the government is ignoring the fact that according to the CDC's own statistics, by the same year that you guys hope to reverse, the CDC says by 2030, 50% of the population will be considered obese. Now, what does that mean? The average obese person is on at least 8 medications. That means that the healthcare system will be imploding, and here's why. The average obese person, I'm sorry to say it, I was obese. I have the card in my wallet. You're not as productive. You're sick more often. You know what I mean? So what ends up happening is, while the weight of your illness is going to be piled onto this country, you're going to become less productive and most likely end up on some form of disability. And this country, it can't even carry itself right now, never mind half of the population jumping on the backs of the other half who aren't sick. And I'm scared, David. I've done shows with anthropologists who we talked about the signs here in the United States that there are people who are well-heeled that are moving out of the United States. They're moving to areas of South America, Panama, because they're afraid. They're afraid of what's coming if this healthcare issue, which is really an obesity issue, isn't fixed relatively quickly. All right, when we come back, we're going to focus more on your book, David, okay? And you can comment.
Sure.
I got to take this break. Hold your thought if you want to comment.
Okay.
All right, we're talking with David Kekich. He's got a great book out. I want my listeners to go out and get it. It's only $9 and change on Amazon.com. It's called Smart, Strong, and Sexy at 100, where David details the 7 simple steps to thrive at 100 and beyond. And remember, this guy picks the brains of the most advanced, most insightful individuals in the arena of longevity. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
For those of you who are still thinking about the effectiveness of intra-workout high glycemic index carbohydrates, Adele Moose's blog today, Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. He writes an amazing piece looking at research that shows a 700% increase in insulin, elevated blood glucose, plus identical cortisol and creatine kinase levels, challenging the usefulness of intra-workout high glycemic carb ingestion. Go to Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. To learn if your high GI carbs intra-workout are just adding fat and not muscle to your workout. He does the best job, Adele Moose. Fantastic. Anyway, David, I'm sorry. I cut you off to take the break, and you sounded like you had something to comment about my rant there.
Well, I was just going to say that your rant was actually struck a very emotional chord with me. I'm glad you brought up the fact that you brought up the healthcare crisis example, and some of the things that are leading to it, which ironically, some resistance from the higher levels, government levels especially, to extreme longevity. And one of the excuses is by having people live longer, it's going to be more of a burden on the healthcare budget. And when actually the opposite is true, because if we can get down to the core of the basics of the things that lead to aging and the diseases of aging, in other words, if we can interfere and intervene in the aging process itself, we're not going to be living longer and creating more expense for the medical community or the healthcare system. We're actually going to be decreasing the cost. And I think the answer is not letting people die earlier by any means. I mean, that's a stupid solution for anything. It's akin to murder if we have the ability to keep people alive and if we don't pursue that path. The solution is to keep people healthy, to keep them well.
Right.
To keep them lean, to keep them from getting sick, because the biggest part of the health expenses of any human being, or the average human being, is typically in the last 10 years or so of their lives, especially the last couple of years. And that's because the major killers, heart disease, stroke, cancer, so forth, with heart disease, we could avoid through lifestyle interventions 80 to 90% of the heart attacks.
I mean,
that's a fact. And the cancer is not far behind. These are lifestyle issues. They're not aging issues. They're lifestyle issues. And by approaching the common sense and incorporating common sense modalities, which are all outlined in the book, and they're very simple, by the way. This isn't rocket science. you can cut down your chances of getting these major killers by a huge percentage, and you would not be a burden. And not only that, by not being a burden on the healthcare system, people are going to be alive, they're going to be productive, they're actually going to be contributing to society rather than being a drain on the economy. So the government's got it ass backwards.
You know, I did a show 2 years ago. The government, the federal government's intelligence division was doing research on threatening technologies that threatened to disrupt the U.S. Strength in one of like three or four different, you know, geopolitical, financial, military, and so on and so forth. They were looking at these. You know, number one on the list was Geron Technology. The government is the most afraid of Geron. Do you not have a copy of that?
No, I don't.
I will email it to you. I actually had not Bob Goldman, but I had somebody else from A4M on the show to talk about that with me. I sent them a copy of it. I was like, do you realize that the number one threatening technology that threatens the U.S.'s strength in these, you know, important areas is longevity? It's the government doesn't want longevity. They don't want people to live longer. And I've done shows. I actually did a show called Why the Government Wants You to Die on Time. And we did.
Well, they do. Yeah, that's what been one of my mantras for a very long time, and we're pushing uphill right now. It's like pushing a string uphill trying to get the government to support aging research. They're just not going to do it. They don't recognize aging as disease, and it's really counter to a lot of their vested interests.
Yes.
It's counter to the drug companies who have a huge impact and a lot of influence on the government. Can you imagine what would happen if we had a pill, just one simple pill, that would keep people alive and healthy and well and youthful open-endedly? Can you imagine what would happen to the healthcare, to the drug industry? It would collapse.
Well, never mind that. Do you realize that at the end of anybody who's had to care for a passing parent, the last parent, not the first one, because there's still one around, you know that the liquidation of that estate, the money that is just burned through, just trying to close up everything and get it. I mean, there is a large transfer of wealth, and it's not to the children. When someone passes, the government needs that money back in circulation. They can't have it tied up in banks.
Exactly. I mean,
there's a lot of vested interest in that situation. Yeah, it's terrible. And you know, but you know what the good news is, and I talk about it on the show all the time, David. We don't need the government to do a damn thing, because every one of us has the greatest power in the world, and that is we vote with our dollars. You want to see the government crumble? Stop buying the things from the companies that you know are poisoning us. And those companies will go to the government and say, hey, you better get people to start spending money again on it. This is happening to Monsanto right now. You can bet Monsanto's up there on Capitol Hill camping out going, look, you better get people to eat GMO corn. So,
oh, you know they are. And it's not only that. The government really has, the whole economy has a vested interest in what I call deathist industries. And one of the pleas and one of the concerns I have is all the money that goes in to fund these industries, and I call the deathist industries, I call are fast food, processed foods, tobacco, alcohol, things that are really bad for you, sugar-laden things. And these are a mainstay of our economy. If these industries crumbled, the economy would crumble, and I'm not saying overnight we want to bring these down, just because of the social disruption that it would cause, and plus it's not possible to have that happen overnight. But I just say, why don't people take a small portion, just a small portion of the money they invest in these deathist industries? If you look at Warren Buffett, you hardly ever see him on television without a can of Coke in his hand. Huh. He owns a controlling interest in Coca-Cola. These are huge money makers. And it's killing people. It's just so sad. But if we took a small portion of the money that was invested in these companies and invested them in some of the technologies and companies that I outline in the book, and some of the companies and technologies that we are starting an initiative now with a venture capital fund that we're launching for longevity, the first of its kind, not only will the country and the economy go into a gradual transition away from these deathist industries, but gradually into the industries that are being built and developed that would lead to our health and wellness and prosperity. And this is just normal evolution of economies. It's normal evolution of society. It's normal evolution of the markets. big companies, big industries come and go. And that's been the history of the world, at least since the industrialized world started, since the Industrial Revolution. And it's going to continue that way. There's nothing that's sacrosanct. It doesn't, just because we have Philip Morris as a big company now, doesn't mean it's going to be a big company in the future or a company at all. And because it will not be or may not be, isn't going to hurt our economy, because you can take a look historically at some of the biggest companies in the world. They don't exist anymore. They dropped off the Fortune 500. It's just a normal transition, and we want to head that transition in the right way rather than in the wrong and destructive way.
Do you think that believability plays a role in people's agreeing that living to 100 or beyond? Because you mentioned that before, that 100 is the number, because you don't want to scare people and say, look, we can get you to live to 400. Like, oh, my God, I can't even think about that. You know what I mean? Do you think that there's a threshold here that's holding people back because they just don't believe that you could live to be 100 and disease-free?
No, absolutely. That's a major hurdle that we have to overcome, and it's understandable. I mean, we've always yearned for youth. We've always yearned for vitality. We've always hated aging for thousands and thousands of years. All throughout recorded history, we've been on the quest for youth, youthfulness. We've always been on the quest for that. But we knew in our hearts and in our minds that it was not achievable. So we invented ways to justify and rationalize sickness and death. And some of them were even glorified through all kinds of beliefs, superstitions. A lot of religions are based on this. I mean, if it weren't for death, and the quest for immortality, most of the religions never would have come into being.
Right.
I'm not knocking religion. I'm just saying that how could you function if you knew that from the time you mature, you're on a downward spiral to suffering and death, and that was the future, and there's nothing beyond that. How would people react to that? You've got to put in a psychological defense mechanism. And because of that, we've rationalized. We've come to accept death and dying and disease and the status quo. However, I've got news for you, Carl, and it's not news for you, of course, but for most of the people, and you'll find out in the book why this is true, why things are different now. For the first time in history, we know, and our scientists tell us, we know how to reverse the human aging process. We know how to defeat death from aging. It's just a matter of implementing it. It's like the Apollo Project or the Manhattan Project. We knew how to get to the moon. We knew how to build the atomic bomb, but we needed to marshal all of our forces, our economic and intellectual forces, in order to accomplish those feats. And when we did it in light speed, time and efficiency, and we landed on the moon on time. We built the bomb on time, and we have a project now. It's not called the Manhattan Project. It's called the Manhattan Beach Project.
And I like that.
And the reason we call it the Manhattan Beach Project is our initiative to reverse aging, to develop a strategy which we've developed over the last 12 years. When I say we, our scientists have developed a scientific roadmap to reverse aging. And we had our first conference, and actually all four of our conferences, in Manhattan Beach, California. So it was akin to the Manhattan Project, cool. But now we call it the Manhattan Beach Project. In fact, by the way, there's a website called ManhattanBeachProject.com. And that's our most recent conference. Most of the speakers are on video. They're all on video, as a matter of fact. They're about 20-minute presentations each. Some are just slightly longer. And Ray Kurzweil opens it, and Aubrey de Grey speaks there, and some other notables. And if you have any interest at all in the technologies that are going to lead to keeping you alive for a very long time, we have one on Bill Andrews on telomerase, and very interesting. Animated graphics, everything, very simple explanation of telomeres and telomerase. Very educational, but very entertaining as well. And if you have an interest in living for a long time, living healthy and well for a long time, then just check out ManhattanBeachProject.com.
Yeah, that's cool. We're going to take our last break, and when we come back, I've got a couple more questions. We're talking with David Kekich. His new book is my new mantra, Smart, Strong, and Sexy at 100. Seven simple steps to thrive at 100 and beyond. Go to Amazon.com and get a copy today. I promise you, you won't be let down. The book really delivers some valuable, valuable information. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And I got Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Bridge. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. By one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 transdermal testosterone boosting patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Satisfaction.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with David Kekich about his new book, Smart, Strong, and Sexy at 100. It's available at Amazon.com. It's a must read, I have to tell you. David, I want to ask you a couple questions to see where you stand. We've talked about telomerase and telomere length and stem cells a little bit. What's your position on alcohol consumption? Just curious.
Depending on, it's really funny. I mean, I even have a little section in the book on alcohol, and if you want to drink the healthiest drinks for you, I won't reveal them right now, but excess of almost anything is bad for you. I personally don't drink very much. When I was younger, I was, you know, in college like everybody else, I slowed down beer, and, you know, I didn't really drink till I dropped it sometimes.
Right.
But I mean, you know, but excess of anything, especially alcohol, and I think excessive tobacco is one cigarette, but that's my personal opinion. But a couple of drinks, one or two a day, for some people, depending on what you drink, could actually have health benefits. Anything over that is going to be detrimental. I personally probably have a couple few drinks a week, a lot of my good friends and very healthy people don't drink at all. Some of my good friends drink way too much, and they're leading themselves down to a path of serious problems.
You know, I'll tell you my look. I was a child of the '60s and the '70s. Imbibing was required for most of us growing up in New York back then. You know, partying was the emphasis. So I am not afraid of alcohol. I've used alcohol, but you know, I've come to a point in my life. There was a period of time where when I got really sick and I thought I was going to die. It's amazing how quickly you can give up things that you thought you could never give up before. Once you realize that, hey, I'm going to have to give up these things to stay alive. And then you get well and you feel great and all of a sudden you think you really are superhuman and you start touching these things again. You say, oh, I'm going to drink once in a while. And you find yourself maybe, you know, having a couple glasses of wine, you know, 3, 4, 5 nights a week, maybe on the weekends polishing off a bottle, you know, whatever. The point being is this. I don't believe our bodies were ever designed to consume alcohol. I think consuming alcohol is like, you know, consuming wood, like chewing wood. Okay, a termite can eat wood, but you can. If you eat wood, you probably won't die, but it'll probably make you less than optimal. And I kind of feel like alcohol is the same way. As long as you recognize that you are using alcohol because of its drug-like effects and stop trying to find studies and convince yourself that it's healthy. Because, you know, David, I've said this a million times on this show. There are probably nutritional and antioxidant values to the undigested pin oats in horse manure. But convincing somebody that it's good to eat them, when you think about it, you think, well, wait a minute. Yeah, it may be good for this. And there's some studies that show 11%, a reduction in heart disease and blah, blah, blah. But when you look at the myriad of other bad things that it does to you, like actually causing calcium to enter the mitochondria and cause mitochondria dysfunction. You have to ask yourself, you know, okay, I don't want to be a stiff. I'll have a drink once in a while. But is it really something that you want to put in your body regularly? And I've really started to, I'm perplexed by this because alcohol is so accepted, and I love it myself.
Yeah, one of the problems with it, like a lot of things, Carl, is one leads to another. It's like training. It's missing a workout is not going to hurt you. However, it hurts you psychologically because it makes it easier to miss that next workout. The flip side of that is drinking. If you have one drink, it's easier to have two, and then it's easier to have three. It's a tough call. I personally, like I said, I'll sit down and have a glass of wine with dinner once in a while and with my friends. I can't remember when I had more than two in a day, but, you know, that's me. And I don't, you know what, I don't really, I don't really argue with people about drinking anymore, about smoking anymore, about eating too much anymore. I found that it's a lesson in futility one-on-one. It gets frustrating trying to educate people. The reason I wrote this book is I really honestly believe that, and this is based on just not wishful thinking, it's based on all the feedback I'm getting from the world's top scientists and researchers. I really believe that we're on the threshold, we're in a golden age of biotechnology, and what used to be wishful thinking now is going to become a reality, and many of us right now who are alive today listening to this program, you and I, Carl, are going to be part of the last generation to die from aging, or we're going to be part of the first generation to enjoy open-ended youthfulness and longevity. And a lot of what we do today, a lot of what we do with our lifestyles, a lot of what we put into our bodies and a lot of what we do with our bodies is going to determine whether we're part of that last generation or first generation. And I simply wrote the book because it was just frustrating to try to talk people one-on-one into trying to do something that they don't necessarily want to do, and it's not very efficient. So I wrote a book. And I put together all the information that I acquired over the last several decades, talking to the world's leading scientists and researchers and MDs and people involved in life extension and vitality. And I put all that knowledge into one book, and it's easy. I'm not a scientist. I'm a lay person. I speak one-on-one to the average consumer, average human being. And I lay out the facts in there, and I show what people can do to add 5, 10, 20 years to their lifestyle or to their lives, to their healthy lives, just with what we know today. And that those extra years may be the difference between missing this longevity boat and being on that train. So that's really the reason I wrote this book. And even if people and some people don't want to live for a long time, they say they don't anyway. They don't want to live really long. That's their personal choice.
I don't buy it. I don't buy that.
I don't buy it either. Here's what I buy. Here's what I buy. Those people are, life is not good for them. They're either very sick, they're in a lot of pain, either emotionally or physically or financially. And death is a long-term solution to a short-term problem.
Right.
And these problems, most of the problems that people have that say they don't want to live for a long time, would be and could be solved by having the ability to reverse aging and combat all the diseases that we associate with aging. Also, I believe that if a pill were suddenly available, a magical pill, to the people, to everybody in the world, to take to reverse aging and to be youthful, I guarantee that almost, maybe not everybody, but almost everybody who's a critic of life extension would gobble up that pill in a minute.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, and that's what I was going to say. These people who say they don't, you know, oh, they don't care and death is welcome. But when death knocks, they go to their doctor. They go, what can I do? Is chemo, can I still get chemo? You know, it's like, it's nonsense. When you're really looking at death, trust me on this one. I stood there. When you're looking at death, you're going to die soon. You're willing to do anything to stay alive. Unless you're just so miserable, and those people probably just take their lives. You know what I mean?
There are exceptions. There always are. And again, I'm not one to tell people or dictate or preach to them as to what they should do or want to do. I mean, that's an individual choice. But I really believe that if you give people the tools, if you give people the ability to understand why these possibilities now exist, I think they will change. And what you said is absolutely true. When it comes toward the end, people will spend almost anything, go to the ends of the earth to cure what happened to them. And chemo is an example. Oh, my God, I mean, the effects of chemo are most of the time worse than the effects of the disease. If it does cure you, that's great. You get through the sickness, and then you go on to live longer. But unfortunately, people don't have the knowledge and the understanding to prevent these diseases, or that they don't have the ambition to do, or the discipline.
Well, you know what the frustration is? It's not, people don't have the right knowledge. If you don't have the right information, you're really lost. It's like anything in life. If you don't have the right information, if you don't have the right directions, you can't get anywhere. I was just funny. You should talk about chemo. I was last night before bed. I was reading through some old documents of mine that are probably a decade old, and reviewing some of the research that Linus Pauling and his colleagues did on treating cancers, various cancers, various malignancies that with people in end stages of their lives who were like where they said, "Oh, do whatever you want," because these people aren't going to live much longer anyway, and they reversed their cancers without toxicity through high dose intravenous vitamin C and vitamin K. And yet a couple small studies, I think by the Mayo Clinic, that used oral doses of vitamin C, had no effect. So everybody poo-pooed it. There's a foundation that their whole purpose is to keep chemotherapy the primary go-to treatment for cancer. Their name is like the National Chemotherapy Something Association of America. And they looked at Linus Pauling's research, and they turned his research down, saying that they don't even look at anything that's not toxic. That vitamin C therapy was not toxic enough for them to even consider as a cancer treatment. And when you think of the number of people, you know, David, we're all just trying to get through this life. I don't care if you believe in Muhammad, Jesus, I don't care who you believe in. And if you do believe there's an afterworld, fine. But, you know, me, my critical thinking skills tell me this may be it. I want to just live the best possible rendition of my life that I can. And when I'm getting bad information from the government who has a vested interest through their cronies who pay money upstream to keep people in the dark about real information, and it shortens lives, I get so effing mad about that.
It causes a lot of unnecessary suffering.
Oh my God, my head just wants to explode. It's the reason I do this show, because I would explode knowing these things if I couldn't come on the air and talk about them sometimes and think that other people are going, okay, now I understand this. I have to help spread the word.
Well, I have more to say on that, but I think we're probably running out of time, but I'd love to have another conversation.
Well, let's
with you.
Do that. Let's do that. Let's plan one. I'll email you and we'll get you back on the air and we'll talk specifically about that. How's that sound?
Great.
David, it's great having you on the show. I applaud what you're doing. I really think that you should get the Nobel Peace Prize for what you're doing there. And maybe someday that will happen. Who knows? His book is Smart, Strong, and Sexy at 100. New skin, new hair, New You, Seven Simple Steps to Thrive at 100 and Beyond, David Kekich. Also, check out Maximum Life Foundation and also Manhattan Beach Project, right, .com?
Yes, exactly, at maxlife.org and manhattanbeachproject.com, and that's okay. And the one last thing I mentioned, Carl, I just briefly, if we have time, I just mentioned that we have a we're starting a venture capital fund. We're launching it with a sterling management team, 30-some years of experience in venture capital. It's the first life extension, the first longevity venture fund. And when you read the book, you'll see the kind of things that we're going to be aiming to fund, and we're just now ready to talk to ultra-wealthy investors and wish us luck, because this could actually change the world. We think with a small amount of money, and again, I mentioned that I show in the book the economics of this, how we can reverse this whole tide, and we can have a huge impact on your own personal health and longevity and wellness, as well as helping preserve 100,000 people every day, every single day, day in and day out, who suffer and die from aging. I think they all die prematurely.
You know, Bill Gates should buy into this because he wants to protect and feed the world by promoting GMO corn. Maybe he'll help the world live longer by investing in
the
project.
I hope so, because it would take – he could easily do it in a heartbeat with almost spare change. But there are so many people in this world. The budget for our initiative is so extraordinarily small compared to the healthcare budget. You know, we spend $100 billion in this country on a broken healthcare system every 16 days.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's going south. It's taking us in the wrong direction. We could take a tiny, tiny fraction of that 16-day budget, spread it out over 16 years, and we could reverse aging.
Oh, man. You know what?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about millions a year. You know, maybe tens or 100 million a year, not every 16 days.
Right.
And we could solve the greater part of this problem.
That's exciting.
And that sounds outlandish, but when you read the book and when you read the law of accelerating returns, you will know why.
Yeah, I applaud you. I really, really do. David Kekich, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks so much.
Talk to you soon. All right, so I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I have some very, very sad news. To those of you who have been diehard Superhuman Radio fans, I have an announcement to make, and it really pains me, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar, not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase. aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, my question about alcohol was very specific at the end there. I'm very perplexed by alcohol. It's caused so many different problems throughout life, and it's so many challenges. I mean, there was prohibition, and then there wasn't prohibition, and it's just it's always a constant question for me about alcohol's effect on our body. I know there's a lot of studies out there that say this is good for you and that's good for you. There was a study just today that coffee drinkers have 11% less risk of heart attack, but if you drink more than one cup a day, your risk increases. So, you know, again, you got to use your critical thinking skills, folks. It's not enough just to listen to a study that sells you. I mean, why are they looking at coffee and its protective value of heart attacks? Why are they even looking at that? That's in somebody's vested interest. Some researcher's thinking he's going to get a pat on the hand or maybe a scholarship or, I mean, I don't know, not a scholar, a grant or something by promoting coffee, get a job within the, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. The same thing with alcohol. You know, this, oh, well, red wine is good for you. And maybe it is, but the alcohol in it is not necessarily good for you. In a book that I was reading recently by, what's his name? Bill Sardi. Fantastic science writer. He talks about resveratrol's importance and health benefits, but he separates it from the alcohol in the wine. He says that red wine possesses values because of its containing resveratrol. However, he says it also includes alcohol. And he says that because it's like, yeah, you got the good and the bad here. A better choice is just take resveratrol because the alcohol is not necessarily a good thing for you. And he's talking about cancer, actually. Alcohol is not good for cancer. So anyway. All right. So I have a sad announcement to make. I really, really do. And as a matter of fact, I just found out this morning. Many of you remember when I first started doing the show some 8 years ago that there was a fellow in the studio with me that helped me because I had never hosted a radio show before. And he was there to be my courage. If I got in a jam, if something went wrong, technically, he would pick up the pieces and make the show sound good because I've always done live radio. And his name was L.G. Dupree. L.G. Dupree's real name, that was his radio name because he was also a disc jockey on a very, very popular country western station here in Louisville. A very popular guy around town as well. L.G. Dupree's real name is Neil Heifel. I was in the gym today training with my son and a fellow there who's also a radio personality here in town, Tony Vinetti, Tony Vinetti, nice guy. I overheard him talking, and he said, how's LG? And so then I went over, I said, what's going on with LG? LG is in the hospital. He's been in the hospital for some time now. He has been on life support, and they have decided to remove him from life support this morning because he's not getting better. Apparently, unbeknownst to me, LG had a drinking problem, and one that has cost him his life. He has destroyed his liver, and apparently there is no turning back the clock for him and getting him better. I guess he was warned numerous times about his drinking, and he tried to give up, and he tried to give up, and he tried to give up. But like anything with a drug-like effect, there are those who don't have the ability to overcome the need for their drug. And so I sadly say that that he may pass today or tomorrow. I'm going to try to get to the hospital today to see him. So he is he's actually, for those of you who live in the Louisville area and want to send condolences or anything like that, I will keep you posted. But I'm very, very sad about this. I'm very upset about this. I tried numerous times to get him into the gym with me, get him into the gym in general. I had him see a doctor, and we got his blood work done a few years ago, and he was on testosterone. He felt great. And I just spoke to him a few months ago. He called me and said he was thinking about getting back on his testosterone, and he had some left over from his prescription, and I said, just start using it. And he called me 3 days later and said, thank you so much. You know, you're right on. I feel so much better now. I'm using my testosterone. I wake up in the morning and I feel good. And I thought, well, this is great. You know, it's working out. And I just lost track of him because he's busy working. I'm busy working. And then I hear this morning, and it's very, very sad for me. So those of you who remember LG Dupree, his real name is Neil Highfill. I think we're going to lose him today, if not today, you know, this week, because the purpose, they took him off of life support so that he could pass, I guess. So that's it. I'm sorry to be a buzzkill here, but I just wanted those of you who remember him to know what's going on. All right, we have the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy tomorrow, brought to you by House of Pain. Check out the House of Pain banner ad on the superhumanradio.com website. And we will see everybody tomorrow. Thanks for listening today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.